Robert.
Hi, it's Howard Wedgell with ColoradoGrandparent.com. How are you, sir?
Fine, thank you. Yourself?
Terrific. First, I appreciate you taking the time to do this podcast for my website. Really looking forward to attending the stage play. And but with for a few moments, I'd like to just ask you a few questions.
Sure, be glad to answer.
Thank you so much. Before we get into the play, can you just tell me a little bit about your background?
Yeah, I'm sort of an older adult that's come to theater late in life. After a successful career in science research, I decided about 15 years ago it was time to write plays.
So you've been doing it since?
Yes. Yes, I've been actively writing plays for about 15 years now.
And how many have you produced? Have you finished?
Yeah, I'm not sure when the play is actually finished, but among my plays that have actually been on stage, I've had 5 full-length plays on stage, including Still in the Game, that we'll be talking about. So I've had that one and 4 others, and I've had about 20 or so short plays also on stage, and several other plays that have not been on stage.
Oh, that's terrific. That's terrific. Well, if you could, just go a little bit in depth about Still in the Game, which is coming May 16th to the Jewish Community Center here in Denver.
Yes, it's on that Wednesday evening. I believe it starts at 7:30, and it's going to be a good show. I'm sorry, it's at 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday, the 16th of May. So it's basically a family drama. It starts off with David in conflict with his adult daughter, Dawn. His daughter is age 40, and she is still mourning the death of her mother, who died about 8 months before the play opens. She's very concerned about her widower father becoming reclusive, so she's encouraging him to be more social. She visits regularly, brings him food. And then at the beginning of the play, he reveals that his girlfriend will soon move in with him. So Dawn is shocked. She's outraged. She's furious. She rants to Dad about disrespecting Mom's memory. She also is the mother of David's grandchildren who live nearby. And so she uses them also as a threat that they will not be coming over to visit him. So she's still dealing pretty heavily with her grief, but she also feels guilty for not having been more involved in caregiving for her dying mother. Soon after mother got ill, David became a very skilled caregiver quite quickly. So the daughter kind of feels left out of that. And then, as I mentioned, it's a family drama, so toward the end of the play, it's 2 years later, and David needs a caregiver. And Dawn offers her and her family to care for him at her home, but David's not sure that's a good thing for his final months. So that becomes a high-stakes conflict for him to resolve. So that's basically a summary of the play as a family drama.
Mm-hmm. Do you talk about how many grandchildren he has in the play?
We know there are at least 2. I've always envisioned it as being 2 school-age children with whom he's very close. He is a dedicated grandfather, so her threat of the grandchildren not coming over to visit with him at his house is a pretty severe threat for him.
And just curious, how did you come up with the idea for the play?
The idea for the play was actually born from several short plays that I'd written. Where I'm at in my career as a playwright and other family obligations I have, I write short plays mostly and then try to put them together. So I was dealing with trying to write a play that's a widower's journey, meaning David's journey from the time that his his wife passes away until he becomes seriously ill. Mm-hmm. And through evolving that, it became a family drama because the conflict that he has with his adult daughter became sort of a highlight of that widower's journey. So I see it more now as a family drama.
And how much time elapses in the play?
It occurs over about 2.5 years.
Uh-huh. And how old is David at the beginning of the play?
He's 70. Mm-hmm. He's 70, and another character in the play is Ruby, who's also 70, and they have a romance as part of the play, so the play also deals with late-in-life romance, although Ruby is not the woman who moves in with him when Dawn is upset.
I see.
So there's a second woman in the play.
<I see. laughs> Okay, well, that's intriguing. Yes.
I would just say, in talking about it, it sounds like it could be a real downer, and I do want to mention that the play has a lot of humor in it, and it has metaphors, and it's intended to get people to sort of think about aging issues and family drama in a way that makes it accessible to them. So even though the plot that I gave you, the storyline, seems quite dark, perhaps, it's actually a fairly funny play.
Well, we certainly need humor in our lives.
Especially us older adults, I agree.
I absolutely agree with that. I absolutely agree with that. Is there David in you, or is it totally an abstract thought?
No, I relate to David pretty well. I actually relate to all my characters fairly well. I try to write characters that I see at least a little bit of me in them. So in the case of David, the big things that we have in common is that David was married for a long time, and I am married for a long time. My wife is still alive, so I don't relate to David as being a widower. But we each had a long marriage, or have a long marriage. We each love our grandchildren dearly, so I feel very close to David in that way as well. And David became a skilled caregiver when he was called upon to do so, and that's also been an important element of my life recently, is that I have become a caregiver, and so I guess that's why I write about characters like David who are also caregivers.
Right. I understand. Tell me the concept of a stage play. What is that all about, and why are you doing this now?
Well, we're doing it now, next month, May 16th, because May is Older Americans Month, so it's sort of perfect timing to have a play about older adults.
I knew that. Okay.
Yeah, so the timing for that is just perfect. And the reason for doing it as a stage reading is it's a way to present a play where the audience gets it. I mean, you get the people in the audience will get the full story of the play, and they'll understand the characters. What they don't get is they don't get scenery, they don't get costuming, they don't get dramatic lighting and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So a stage reading is sort of a scaled-down version of a full production, but it will have professional actors who are Denver-based actors, and it will be very well rehearsed. So the audience will get a very clear picture of the play.
And when do you hope to go to production?
Whenever I find a theater company that would like to do a full production of it.
Well,
I hope it's soon, but in the meanwhile, we do a stage reading.
I hope that with this podcast, several will become knocking on your door.
that would be thrilling. I would look forward to that and welcome it.
And in wrapping up, what other thoughts do you have?
Well, I just wanted to mention the play does address a host of aging issues. Obviously, the parent relationship with the adult child is important. The play explores about how we find new friendships as older people, late in life romance, different roads to happiness, and of course, I mentioned caregiving is a big element of the play. And so I view the play as a story of caregiving and aging with grace, courage, and humor.
Sounds like a fantastic combination, and I look forward to attending. Robert, I appreciate your time.
Well, I hope you can intend and enjoy it, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you today.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been a ColoradoGrandparent.com podcast. For more info, click on Calendar of Events under Things to Do.